Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Mid-Michigan.
Yeah, Rick, it's a beautiful morning. And boy, have we been blessed with unbelievable weather so far this year. When you're seeing 80 and close to 90 degrees in March, I mean, how many times can you honestly say I got myself a suntan without walking into a little booth in Michigan in March? It's an amazing occurrence.
It throws a whole different perspective. You know, you're not thinking even in business cycles, you're not thinking about getting prepared for this upcoming warm season in March. So, yeah, let's...
we're already there, I'm afraid to say, based on what I've seen amongst the advertisers of the world. The spring and summer people have already sprung before spring even bothered to.
Well, this week we'd like to talk about pond and water garden. And one thing that's important is don't necessarily... take the last week as an indication of what's happening, and let's make sure that we're making smart decisions if you're going to have a water garden or water garden environment. Not so much for the persons that are putting them in. We can kind of control that. But if somebody has a water garden, you know, we might have some cold days ahead of us. So
yeah, that's the thing, is you don't want to be premature when it comes to predicting the weather, because you never know. This is Michigan, after all. But, yeah. Rick, I was going to say, last week I had the opportunity to see you and some of your staff out at the home show that took place out at the MSU Pavilion. And one of the things that was absolutely amazing there was not just your pond and water garden display, but the fact that so many other of the landscape companies were focused on that area. It just seems like that is a huge growing trend that's taking place of people wanting to bring nature and ponds into their own backyards.
Yeah, we're looking at a different reality than we were 10, 15 years ago. I think a lot of people are looking at their yard, at their perimeter, and seeing what they can do to kind of make that a natural expression. There were two particular landscapers that just knocked it out of the ballpark, and they tend to every year. And one of those is Luke Landscape, and Rick really did a fantastic job this year of bringing the concept of art and landscaping, waterscaping together. The great Spartan that he had up peering through the trees.
If everybody
didn't see that, it was just the most amazing presentation that I've seen at a show. Yeah. And then I think the other one's called Outdoor Expressions. Just a beautiful, colorful, just kind of remind you of spring 100%. It was just gorgeous. And again, you know, water is oftentimes the focal point of that whole thing.
Right. Well, and I also noticed the folks out at Bluegrass from Mason also had an amazing pond display among many others. But Rick, what's really, I think, driving this trend, and you would probably know better than me, is that for much of my adult life, it's been during holiday weekends and during the summer vacation. A lot of people in Michigan would tend to go north. They would go because you have beautiful natural lakes and natural ponds in northern Michigan and a great rural setting. And it was a wonderful place to go to get away from it all and to really enjoy nature. But now what seems to be happening is, because of the economic conditions that existed, where a lot of people had to get rid of their second homes because they just couldn't afford to maintain them, and then with the increase of gas prices the last several years, and especially right now where gas prices have gone up, it just seems like a lot of people are saying, you know, why do I need to drive 200 miles when I can have all of this beauty right out my back door, and it's a way of differentiating their home from all the other homes in the area to really make a difference if they ever were to sell it. So it just seems like those trends are really driving this big time.
Yeah, and we're at our home typically, you know, year round. You know, one of the things about a home escape up north is it is an escape, but it's also something you can only see for 1 week or 4 weeks a year, or, you know, whatever time your work allows you to do it. Whereas if you create that oasis in your backyard, it's every day.
Yeah, you get to walk out your back door and you're on vacation. And I can say with certainty, having lived on a lake for 11 years, every day felt like a vacation when you would walk out and sit on the dock or go float in your tube or what have you. And the nature that was there, the fish, the birds, the insects, it was really amazing and it taught me a lot. So today we're going to have a conversation for those of you who are thinking about ponds or have ponds or water gardens and want to learn how to either have them put in or install them and maintain them. We've got some really great experts.
Yeah, and even the simplicity of a waterfall. There are ways of creating waterfalls that have no pool area. So you might have, just yesterday I was talking to a woman that has like a 1 or 2 year old and didn't want to have a pool of water in the backyard. I had talked to others that didn't want any maintenance at all. And yet they can still have this really dramatic waterfall as well. So for all of you, pay attention. We've got a really good show coming up.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So that's where the conversation is going. So go and make sure that you're ready because we're going to have a great conversation this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
You still make me feel like a thief.